Legendary flavors from legendary Xbox games are now at McDonald's. Crispy golden garlic and black pepper McNuggets. Cheesy potato bites from Fallout 76 and Candy Crush McFlurry. The main mission can wait. Take a side mission to McDonald's. Available until the 29th of September from 11 a.m. while stocks last, subject to availability. Participation varies.
The season's officially changing, and Abercrombie's autumn drop has everything you'll need. Their heritage heavyweight collection is a staple, especially in their archive quality fabrics. Pair it with the baggy trouser and your fit is set. And you can't forget their iconic denim. It's made for everyday plans. Find your autumn capsule at Abercrombie. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
GCN News Minute, your old buddy Troy LaValle. Happy Monday, September 7th. It's Labor Day here in America, and I'm assuming it's just Monday everywhere else. I'll make it quick because most people take the day off today, but not us here at the old GCN. We got a big couple of weeks coming up for you Call of Cthulhu fans. Always a lot of Call of Cthulhu going on here at the network. I wonder if I really enjoy that game. First up, time for Chaos. I don't know how, but the mid-season finale is already here and it drops this Friday, folks. And spoiler alert, it slaps! Just like we did with Season 3, though, we're going to take a two-week break after the mid-season finale and then return with Episode 11 of Season 4 on Friday, October 2nd, which we're going to record next week in studio. We're in studio all next week, recording the back half of the season. I cannot wait. But don't worry, we're not going to leave a behole in your life. That's a little Call of Cthulhu joke. Because while Time for Chaos takes a breather, Call of Cthulhu Live is taking over. Indianapolis Night 1 during Gen Con drops on Friday, September 18th. And Indy Night 2 drops the next week on Friday, September 25th. Two amazing shows. I mean, I don't want to say too much, but that second show was my favorite of the tour. But the first is fucking wild and crazy as well. Two great shows, two totally different casts, two totally different stories. And then after that, we're going to have the Atlanta show come out because Atlanta is in the books. And what a time it was. We did a nice little four-hander with me, Joe, Kate Stamos making her tour debut this year. Rob Kirkovich was back and Jared Logan. Huge thanks to everyone who came out and made it such an incredible night. We hadn't been back in Atlanta since 2022, which is crazy. And you guys just opened your arms for us, gave us that old Southern hospitality. And we had a great time doing yet another crazy show. That'll be dropping. And then we're in Madison next month. During Game Hole Con, this is the first time we've come to Game Hole Con, first time coming to Madison. We're going to have a show on the 15th at the Atwood Music Hall. Tickets are available right now at glasscannonnetwork.com/tour. And then we're going to do a Shadow Dark live show on the 16th at the Marriott as part of Game Hole Con. And you can get tickets to that on the Game Hole Con website. I got Jason Charles Miller is going to be on that show. It is going to be such a great time. And then, of course, we're finishing the year with back-to-back shows in Philly during PAX Unplugged in December. And those tickets are available as well at glasscannonnetwork.com/tour. So much Call of Cthulhu happening. So much happening here, as always, here at the network. I said here too many times, and I've already gone almost a minute. Oh, I gotta get out of here. This is getting too long. Have a great week, and if you have the day off, have a great day.